And as we celebrate 250 years as a country, we're talking to the different communities throughout York and Lancaster counties about their history and about their place in our country. And Tiga K has a unique connection to the 4th of July. Joining us now is Scott Miller. He has brought started a website, TigaKHistory.com. And Tiga K celebrates its founding with the United States.
It does. It certainly does. It's an interesting story, and that's actually how I got started on this kick of researching the history and putting together a website. I wanted to find out more, you know, why was TK claiming the 4th of July as their birthday celebration? So they actually did. I mean, the way things worked out, TK started in the early 70s. I'll try to be as quick as I could as a development. And people asked me, well, how did it get started? Well, it happened because of a bad camping trip. The wife and the husband, Jerry Harris, who was the president of the Irwin Company, who was a developer, went on a camping trip. He and his wife and kids went on a camping trip, their first one in Myrtle Beach. Things went so wrong, she said on the way back, I wish there was someplace local where we could go swimming, play golf, tennis, horseback riding, all the things. And so Jerry Harris went out and started looking for land and started the development of TK.
And that was
in 1970.
So that was the you brought a beautiful, I'm gonna show it on the camera here, but a beautiful one sheeter about TKHistory.com, the website. And that was during the Irwin Co. years from 1970 to 1975. Then we changed the name to Point Wiley Co. from 75 to 81.
Right. So there were Irwin Company got into financial troubles and so they sold to Point Wiley. And there was actually two more developers, and there was a developer, Point Wiley, ended up having problems. And so new investors came in from out of state to continue the development late in the 70s. Well, about 78, 79, the economy happened. You know, things were tough.
Sure, yeah.
Sales of homes started decreasing, so they started getting in trouble. Not only that, a lot of the early people that bought homes in Tiga K had amenities that were promised for $25, $30 a month, whether that was cutting the grass or, you know, trash service and things like that. And they weren't keeping up with those services. So they formed the Property Owners Association. That actually happened very early in the 70s, and they continued to fight and fight and fight to developers to get what they needed and try to get as much back to their communities as a residence. And finally, in 81, the last developer filed bankruptcy. And so the Property Owners Association decided it's time to figure out what we're going to do instead of another developer coming in and failing again on us. Let's take it in our own hands. And so they started banding together to incorporate and charter to the city of TK. And so they first had to convince the state secretary that they could charter, that if they were viable enough to start this process. They had to get Rock Hill and Fort Mill to agree to allow the city or the Property Owners Association to go ahead and to incorporate. And once that was all done, there was a vote on April 19th, 1982. There were 500 and some votes, over 400 votes were in favor of incorporating. Of course, they voted on incorporating, the votes in the form of government. They also voted on the name of the city. And, of course, TK was the one that was picked, but there were some other names that came up, like Pleasure City. I mean, just crazy stuff.
Can you imagine? Yeah. I live in Pleasure, South Carolina.
Yeah, that's right.
I think TK is better.
So that's really what led up to that process. And so the reason that 4th of July is the city's birthday is they had an election of the first city council and mayor. And back then it was a two-year term, strong mayor council. There was no city manager. And they elected Tony Trillo on, I think it was like June 19th, to be the first mayor. Well, what happened was that they were able to get three of the seats filled. Two of the seats were in a runoff. So that runoff didn't happen July 3rd. The organizers of the Property Association convinced the Attorney General to come down on July 4th to do the swearing in of the first mayor and two city councils. And so that was the first big party that was set up related to how TUK and why they consider the 4th of July their birthday.
Well, the tradition continues today with the cutting of the cake, and they use a significant tool to cut the cake and still use it today.
They do. So Buzz Stebbins, who is one of what I consider the founding fathers of TUK, part of that property association group, he has a family, an old family sword. I don't off the top of my head remember exactly how old it is, but it's very old. But they use that sword to cut that birthday cake with the one candle, and Tony Trillo cut that cake and blew out the candle with that sword. And they've been using that sword. So Buzz, before he passed away, gave that. He was a TUK Lions member, and he gave that sword and made the Lions Club promise that they would use that sword for that birthday cake cutting every year, and they do that today, and they plan to do it this Saturday.
So the sword, where does it stay? I'm curious, where does it stay when it's not
under
in
lock and key? With the Lions Club. So.
And so tomorrow, on Saturday, your wife, who is the mayor, Carmen, of TUK, she, I understand, will have a special guest to help her cut the cake.
Yeah, so lining out the day very quickly, parade's in the morning at 9
yep.
o'clock. There's a fish fry. The TUK Lions Club, in the early 70s, started a fish fry to raise money. They've been doing it every year since 1974. And they start at 4:30, and then about 6 o'clock, there's traditionally been the State of the City address by the mayor. So my wife, Mayor Carmen, will be addressing the city. She's also invited a special guest. So Tony Trillo, who was the first mayor of TUK, because it's the 250th, although it's not a 44th year for the TUK, it's not a special year, it's a special year for our country. So she wanted to bring in Tony. Hopefully he's able to show up. She plans to cut the cake that evening with Tony Trillo.
Well, that'll be an exciting event. Of course, that'll take place, you said, shortly around 6 o'clock or
about
so?
About 6:30, right.
Yeah, and then just, TUK to me is one of the best places to be on the evening of the 4th of July, because you've got all the activity in TUK. You've got, obviously, being right there on the lake. You can see the fireworks at Buster Boyd. You can see the fireworks, Carowinds. I mean,
right.
You can literally see fireworks everywhere. And, of course, everyone and their brother shooting fireworks out on the lake, whether it's
right.
on the TUK side, the York side, the Rock Hill side.
Well,
everyone.
If you're out on the lake, you can see a
oh,
lot
yeah.
of fireworks.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about
yeah,
it.
Well,
but
it
TUK has always put on a good show. So.
It's a great show. So, right. Scott, this website, again, for those who want to go check it out.
It's TUKHistory.com. There's a Facebook group called TUK History, and there's also a YouTube channel at TUK History. That we have, I have put at least 35 videos out there
oh,
of
wow.
interviews of people of summing the founding, the original residents of TUK back in the 70s, and some of the other people that Phil Glennon had interviewed in 1999. I took his VHS tapes, digitized them, put them on YouTube for everybody to look at. Not only that, instead of watching 2 hours, six tapes of 2 hours each, I've taken those segments and cut them up in individual interview segments. So if you want to look at a specific interview, you can look at those interviews.
Scott, thank you for being here with us. Happy birthday to TUK.
Yes,
and, of course,
birthday.
Happy birthday to our country. Enjoy it. Looking forward to it.